Low commodity prices, high input costs, and lingering impacts from trade disruptions are squeezing margins across much of rural America. The USDA's Bridge Payment Program is designed to help farmers cover operating expenses and stay afloat through the growing season, but many say the assistance only goes so far. Hoosier Ag Today caught up with Chief Lending Officer Jeff Rodeball at the recent First Farmers Bank and Trust Ag Summit.
The American farmer has borne that tariff discussion and a lot of that responsibility on their shoulders, and it's good to see that the administration's investing back into the farmers to keep them going, because definitely every bit counts right now. It will help. But every farmer's in a different situation. Fortunately, for most of us throughout the Midwest, we've had good yields, we've had strong basis, and we've had some opportunities to make some sales. So hopefully this gives folks encouragement to go forward as we look towards the hopefulness of 2026.
The uncertainty is also rippling through farm lenders. Banks and ag credit institutions are bracing for tighter cash flow on farms, more loan restructuring, and increased pressure on operating lines as producers try to manage risk in a tough economic climate.
We're dealing with an awful lot of volatility from trade and tariff discussions and different things that impact it. We've seen these challenges before. The time frame from 2016 to 2018-19 time frame, and usually the light comes just about the time when it gets the darkest. The American farmer, the American consumer, worldwide consumer is always looking for different things. They've got different expectations. And we've got a capitalistic group in agriculture. And so I think there's always going to be opportunities for them going forward.
Experts say communication between farmers and lenders will be key in the months ahead as both work to navigate what could be another difficult year for agriculture. For now, producers are hoping the bridge payments provide just enough support to get them through planting season and keep their operations moving forward. Find more on this story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.